We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Monday, September 20th. The Colorado football team's weekend didn't go as planned. The Buffs' final non-conference game turned into a lopsided 30-0 loss to visiting Minnesota at Folsom Field. CU mustered only 63 yards of offense, minus 19 rushing yards, while giving up 4 sacks and losing 2 fumbles. And head coach Carl Durrell didn't sugarcoat anything afterwards.
Every now and then you have a season like that where you end up having a very difficult game and not looking very good in either respect of anything. And you don't enjoy looking at those opportunities when they come up. And it's unfortunate that it's something that happened this Saturday. You know, that was a complete, I would say, beatdown in every phase. The only thing I think that held up decently was probably our special teams, but they controlled the line of scrimmage very well. They ran the ball well. The quarterback, I felt, made some plays in the passing game. You know, they did some things that needed to churn out some drives and some opportunities to score points, and we didn't. Offensively, we're struggling. We're struggling in a number of areas. It's not just a quarterback. It's protection. It's run game. It's receivers. It's backs. It's everything. So, you know, it's one of those things where we're going to have to wipe the slate clean and start all over and try to figure out how to do some semblance of offense and how to get some things back going for us specifically to play better on defense. But, you know, I do take my hat off to P.J. Fleck and his team. They came in here and had a great game plan. They orchestrated exactly what we thought they would do, and they did it. And it's unfortunate for us we didn't finish. We didn't get a chance to have sustain any opportunities to keep them off the field, and because we struggled offensively. So we got a lot of work to do. You know, and I'm not blaming the players. Right now it's going to be us and the coaches. You know, we got to get this thing fixed. I've been through this scenario many times before in other places that I've coached, and we can overcome it. We can get back, but it's going to take a great deal of work. And we know that, you know, we're not the flashiest thing in town right now. And I get that. And we're going to continue to work and get ourselves better and to get our fan base to be excited again. But right now, I can't blame them. You know, we have to have a better product out there. And that wasn't good enough.
The Buffs will now try to wash this off and turn their attention to Pac-12 conference play, opening this weekend at Arizona State in Tempe. Late one on Saturdays, the Buffs and Sun Devils will kick off at 8:30 Mountain Time. Our coverage begins with the Buffalo Stampede pregame show at 6:30 on the Colorado Football Network. Online, click on the football schedule page at cubuffs.com and use the listen link. You can also listen on the Varsity Network app at thevarsitynetwork.com. Colorado Super Senior Sinead Hopcroft contributed a career-high 4 points on Sunday, helping the Buffs soccer team to a 3-1 win over in-state rival DU. The win extended Colorado's streak to 10 consecutive over Denver. The Aylesbury, England native was the best player on the pitch for either side. Hopcroft, using her COVID-19 year, had points on all three of CU's goals, recording two assists and a goal of her own. Colorado finishes non-conference play with a 5-3-0 record. The Buffs open Pac-12 play on the road next Saturday, traveling to Cal. Kickoff is set for 2 p.m. Mountain on Pac-12 Insider. Meanwhile, a great weekend for the Colorado women's volleyball team. The Buffs secured their first Golden Spike Showdown trophy on Saturday in Fort Collins, sweeping Colorado State 3-0 at Moby Arena to finish the non-conference season undefeated at 9-0. The 25th-ranked Buffaloes handed Colorado State its second sweep at home ever in the past 25 years against an in-state rival. The team finished hitting .225 with every attacker for Colorado recording at least 4 kills. Colorado now moves on to conference play undefeated for the first time in school history. They travel to Wazoo Wednesday at 7 p.m. to take on the Cougars and then return home to host number 10-ranked Utah Friday at the Event Center at 7 o'clock in Boulder. And the Colorado women's cross-country team stampeded to victory at the Oklahoma State Cowboy Jamboree Saturday morning, placing 7 runners in the top 12. The Buffaloes, who are currently ranked 8th in the nation, scored 30 points in the team race with their 5 scoring runners, all placing in the top 10. The runner-up, Oklahoma State, recorded 35 points as the number 23 team in the nation. The men's team also did well, recording a third-place finish behind Northern Arizona and OSU. The Buffs and Cowboys both recorded 64 points, but after the tiebreaker, the Buffs moved to third. Buffaloes will be back in action on October 15th for the NCAA Pre-National Invitational in Tallahassee, Florida. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.